Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Chris Irving, who's been out on the street dealing with the aftermath of the Freddie Gray death. And Chris, where do you think we go now? Now maybe, and people are saying, now's the time to really act.
Well, I think that's a perfect question because you have people like Senator Catherine Pugh who showed up on the spot. And the next step is to the legislature. We have to prepare for this next session. We need to educate people properly, starting now, as opposed to 60 or 90 days before the session. So from now forward, it's education prior to mobilization.
You would think now would be the time.
Yes, now would be the time.
What's your impression, though? I know that one of your concerns is criminal justice. What does this say about that subject?
Well, when you look in these neighborhoods and these areas across the country, as much as right here in Baltimore, but any area predominantly black or even Hispanic, low income, what you find in these areas, you also find people have a high rate of records of incarceration, and in particular felony records. We talk about mass incarceration, but we rarely tie the conversation into the reality on the ground, and that these people, when they're released from their mass incarceration experience, they usually go back to the same neighborhoods that they come from. And so then you end up with an accumulation of the same circumstance, and then these people are relegated from opportunities of employment, education, housing, et cetera.
Well, and this is an area that has a high number of either ex-felons or people who are already in prison.
Exactly. And one of the things that we're talking about now and we're trying to encourage people to talk about is a national conversation around the issue of expungement for felons. It's not it should be up to the judge. If a judge gives you 2 years, essentially it still is a life sentence in the state of Maryland.
Expungent meaning you want to get rid of the record when you can. But it's a difficult sort of bureaucratic process to go through.
It absolutely is. We spent time in the legislature last session working several bills that are difficult to move in the state of Maryland.
Well, there was one small breakthrough, the Second Chance Act. You're familiar with that.
Yes,
that
I am.
That was an important thing to do.
Yes. Job Opportunities Task Force championed this, and a good friend, Karen Aslan, who is an all-out warrior on the issue. They worked on that, and they finally got it through, and it's on the governor's desk now, in fact. As much as the Second Chance Act was a valiant effort and will help people, we want to target that population that is predominantly affected by mass incarceration, prison experience, felony charges, and we want to further this discussion that felonies need to be discussed. And so far, we're only talking about nonviolent people. Certain people only consider the nonviolent felonies, but we also have to look at how we view violent felony charges as well.
In theory, once you've served your time, you've paid your dues, but that isn't exactly the way it works, is it?
No, it's not the way it works at all. In fact, I'll try and crunch it in together, that the history of democracies in ancient Rome and Greece and the way felonies were considered high crimes is not how it exists in our country today and in Maryland in particular. And so when we look at felony disenfranchisement laws that were put in place specifically just prior to the ratification of the 13th Amendment and the exception in the 13th Amendment that allows the continuance of slavery only as a result of conviction, and then you connect that with slave codes and black codes, and it becomes a continuum, and you can see how we got from that point to this.
Chris, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
For Chris Irvin, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 881 WYPR, your NPR news station.